So let's get started. So good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming to my talk. Before my presentation, I want to ask you some questions. So I think most of you have experience in online shopping. So my question is, what do you do before you decided to buy a particular product? Were you looking at the customer reviews? Yeah, so is there any difficulties or inconvenience for you to read all the customer reviews? Yeah, for me, I was looking at the customer reviews to get some inside information to help my decision decide if I to purchase this product. So this stuff is going to help you consumers to make their purchase decision. And so my name is Kunpeng Zhang, a first-year PhD in an ECS department, Northwestern University. And I have two co-authors, Ram, who is a senior PhD in our lab, and Alok Chaudhary, who is the chair professor in ECS department at Northwestern University. As you know, more and more consumers are shopping online than ever before, and lots of online communities such as Amazon.com, the Best Buy, the CNET are providing a mechanism for the consumers to add, to write down their reviews of products they have purchased. So, consequently, there are millions of customer reviews, and these customer reviews are more unbiased, honest than the product descriptions provided by the sellers. So this is a real example for the Amazon.com. You're shopping online and you can read the customer reviews for this digital camera. And as you know, different people may express their opinions in different ways. Some people may say in a direct way, such as, for example, for a digital camera, some people may say the picture quality of this camera is pretty good. Or some other people may say in an indirect way, they could say like this camera is better than that camera in terms of whatever features. So we will capture these kinds of sentences in the reviews to rank the products in order to help the consumers to make their purchase decision. So this is the goal of our work. The product ranking workflow. So we crawl the online customer reviews. We extract the useful information from the customer reviews. And here we consider the review sentences instead of the entire reviews. So we split the reviews into sentences, and we do the part of speech tagging, and that we use later. I will explain later. So we also identify the comparative sentence and subjective sentences. And we also assign the sentiment analysis, sentiment orientations to each sentence. And based on the number of the different kinds of sentence, we build and construct a directed and weighted graph. Based on this graph, we apply our ranking algorithm to get the ranking list. So I will talk these tasks one by one. As you know, each product has lots of features. And different people may be interested in different features. For example, the digital camera, some people may be interested in the resolutions, or some other people may want to take the camera for travel, so the battery might be the first priority. So the first thing we need to do is to identify the feature sentence in the reviews. So the strategy that we use is a keyword strategy. So here is a table that's showing we use a keyword for the digital cameras and televisions. And these features can be extracted from the consumer reports. So for example, and different people may say different things for a particular feature. For example, lens. Some people may say lens in a review sentence, or some other people may say the wide angle, the normal range. So these are considered as the same feature. These similar words are considered as the same. So the next step is to identify, to classify the sentence into two different categories. One is a comparative sentence, which is a sentence indirectly expressing opinion by performing a comparison between two products. So for example, some people may say the Canon SD870 is better than Nikon P40. That's an example. And the rules that we use to identify the comparative sentence, and the first we use 126 keywords such as outperform, exceed. These are the comparative words. And the second rule that we use is the part of speech tag. We do the part of speech tagging, and if a sentence contains either JJR means the adjective comparative words, or the RBR, that means the adverb comparative words, and JJS means the adjective superlative words, and RBS is the adverb superlative words. If a sentence contains any of these words, we could think this sentence might be a comparative sentence. And we also predefine some predefined patterns, such as something as, the same as, etc. And in our task, we not only consider the general comparative sentence, but also we consider the refined comparative sentence, because we focus on a pair of comparison products. So a refined comparative sentence is a sentence that contains one or more other different product names. You will see an example later. So for the subjective sentence in the reviews, which is a sentence expressing a directed praise or deprecation about a product. For example, some people may say, this product, the picture quality of this camera is pretty good. So the rules that we use to identify the subjective sentence is if a sentence contains a subjective words, so the positive words or negative words in a sentence, it is classified to be a subjective word. That's a very simple and effective way. So we use a very effective, so next step is to assign the sentiment orientations to each sentence. We only consider two sentiments, the positive or negative here. And we use a very simple but effective way to do this thing. We use a keyword strategy. So the keywords here, we combine the keywords from the MPQA and our own words. So finally, it forms 1974 and positive words and 4605 negative words and 28 negation words. So eventually, we classify each sentence into different categories. So the positive subjective sentence, the negative subjective sentence, positive comparative sentence, and negative comparative sentence. So all the review sentences are not in this group, we will throw it away. So these are the examples that show the different kind of the sentences. So let's take a look at the one example. So the third example is a positive comparative sentence. This camera has superior shutter speed when compared to Nikon P40. So from this sentence, we could know this is a comparative sentence because it contains a keyword, the comparative keyword, compared to. And it's a refined comparative sentence because it contains one more different product names, Nikon P40. It's also classified a positive sentence because there is a keyword, a positive keyword, superior. So this is a real example that I extracted from the Amazon.com. So you could see the huge 3-inch LCD screens is the same as SD840, but slightly improved technology gives you a brighter playback in a low light, which makes it easier to see the shots in and replay. So that is a feature sentence in terms of the LCD. It's a comparative sentence because it contains not only the keywords, the same as, but also the adjective comparative words, easier and brighter. So it's also a positive because the easier and the brighter are the positive words. So once we get the stats, the number of different kinds of sentences, the next step we need to do is to construct and build a directed and weighted graph. So for each feature, we will have a product graph. So in the product graph, each vertex represents a product, and the age between the products represents the comparative relationship between the products. So we have three steps to construct this graph. So the first step is to assign the weight of each vertex. So it is determined by the number of positive subjective sentences and the negative subjective sentences. The second step is to determine the directions of links in this graph. So for a product, it may contain numbers of sentences, comparative sentences, corresponding to another product. So there should be a link from the another product to this product. And the third step is to assign the weight of age, which is determined by the number of positive comparative sentence and the negative comparative sentence. So for each graph, the product graph, corresponding to a particular feature F, we will use our ranking algorithm called P-Rank to rank the products. So to calculate the ranking score of a particular node, here is a product. It's related to two factors. The first one is the weight of the node itself. So the higher the weight of the node, the higher the ranking score is. And the second factor is age weight, is the weight of the inlinks. So here, the PI is linking to the P. And to order to calculate the P, we need to know the PI. It's a recursion. So I won't go to the details about this, the formulation, this equation. So let's look at the ranking result for this particular example. And for this example, you could see for product A, it contains one positive subjective sentence and three negative subjective sentences. And for product B, it contains the seven positive comparative sentences corresponding to product C and two negative comparative sentences corresponding to C. So these are the stats of describing this graph. So here's the result. So product B is ranked number one by using our ranking algorithm, because from the graph, you could see there are three links from A, C, and D to B. So in that case, we could understand that B is better than A, B is better than C, and B is better than D. And D is ranked number two in this example because D has a higher positive subjective sentence. It's the node weight. And for C and A, because C has a higher comparative subjective nodes than the A. So let's move on to our experiments. So we conduct our experiments and on the data from Amazon.com, we evaluate our results on two different kinds of data, the digital cameras and the television. So this table shows you the breakdown of subjective and comparative sentence for the digital camera. And the precision and recall to identify the feature sentence is approximately 0.853 and the 0.807. So, and the television has a similar precision and recall. This table shows you the breakdown of the TV data. So I've defined two metrics. The first one is the feature fraction, RFF, which is gonna tell you about which feature is most talked about. And the second metric is importance of feature. So it shows you which feature is the most important feature. There are two different ways, two different metrics. And from the table in the left column, you could see the flash and the sound are the most talked about features. for digital camera and television respectively. And so for the importance of features, so now we don't consider any features. We could construct a product graph in terms of the overall product quality. And for a different feature, for each feature, we could also construct a feature product graph, a product graph related to a particular feature. Then we applied our ranking algorithm to get two product ranking lists. One is the overall ranked product list. The other one is a product ranked list related to a particular feature F. Then we take top 10% of these two product ranking lists. We look at the number of the common products in these two product ranking lists. Then we could find the important features. From the right table, you could find that the lens is an important feature for digital camera and the size for the television. So from this table, you could see that the most talked about feature is not necessary to be the most important feature. That is obvious. So here's a table that shows you top 10 products for each feature and the overall product quality. Let's look at a particular example. So for the green product, it's a Nikon Coolpix AR1. It's ranked number 7 in terms of lens, but it's ranked number 10 in terms of focus. It's ranked number 8 in terms of flash, but it's ranked number 1 in terms of the overall quality. So from this table, we could know that the products with different features may have different rankings. So this is very useful for the consumers to customize their needs. If they are interested in a product related to a lens, they could get a ranking list like this. If they are interested in the overall quality, regardless of any features, so there's a ranking list. So far, we get all the ranking list from the perspective of customers. We use the customer reviews to get the ranking list. And some experts, the domain experts, also ranked the products. But they only looked very few products. We could rank numbers of products. So for example, we want to see the consistency between our ranking algorithm and the expert ranking. So for example, $100 and $200, that is the price range. And it has 171 total products. And the experts only look at 17 products. So, and 9 out of 17 are the common products between our ranking list and the expert ranking list. So we do this overlap for different price ranges. And finally, we get the average overlapping for the digital camera is 62.2%. And the reason that we divided the price into different bins is that so the products with different price should not be compared together. The bottom table is for the television data. So for the Amazon data, Amazon.com also provides two quantity measurements. The one is the average rating score. It's also called the star rating. The other one is the sales rank, which is to measure how well the product is selling. So some people may ask, why don't you use these two criteria to rank your products? So we also conduct our experiments to answer these questions. So we could use the P-rank algorithm to get a product list. Here we are talking about the overall product list, overall quality. We are not talking about any features here. So we could use the P-Rank, that is our ranking algorithm, to get a ranking list. We could use the average rating score to get a ranking list. And also, we could get a ranking list based on the sales rank. And then we could look at the overlap between each of these ranking lists and the expert ranking. So we found that the blue line is our ranking, algorithm. So we found that, so our ranking algorithm produced a result which is more consistent with the expert ranking than the average rating score and the sales rank. So this is data, this is a plot for the digital camera, and this is a plot for the television. So I will quickly go through the related work. So some sentiment analysis, which is to identify the sentiments, but here we use a very simple and but effective way, which use the keywords to identify the sentiment for each sentence. And there are lots of machine learning techniques which are to extract the product features, and the reviews summarization, which is to summarize the reviews. It could help the consumers to reduce the number of the reviews. So it's different from, they are different from our work. So we use in the following three aspects. So we use the keyword matching strategy to identify and tag the products features in sentence. We use a different strategy to assign a sentiment orientation to each sentence, and we use our ranking algorithm to rank products. To summarize, this is a scalable technique to mine millions of the customer reviews to rank products. So the key contribution of this work has, the first one, we classify the sentence into four different categories that I mentioned before, the positive subjective, negative subjective, positive comparative, and negative comparative. So we also define some rules to identify the comparative sentence. And lastly, we propose a product ranking algorithm to rank the products. And that's it. Thank you. So if you have any questions, sorry. Yes, that's a good question. So for the Amazon data, they have the helpful votes for each review and the number of the total votes for each review. We are considering the weight for each review in our future work. We are currently doing that. For now, for this work, we consider all the review sentences as the same. Yes, the same weight. Thank you.